Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to share together. And before we go into the Word, let's take a moment to pray. Father, right now, Lord, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, that You see the heart of everyone who's listening, everyone who is agreeing and joining with me in prayer. Lord, You see the needs in our lives. You see the things that are confronting us. You see how the enemy is attacked. You see the choices, the decisions that need to be made. Lord, we just come to You and just stop all that we're doing. Lord, Your Word says, if our eye be single, our whole body shall be full of light. And so, Father, we pray that our spiritual eye, the eye of the Spirit, the eye of our inner man, will be focused on You, that You will speak to us. Lord, everyone is dealing with very unique situations that pertain to their life. But, Father, Your Word is true. Your Word is never irrelevant. Your Word speaks to our heart and gives us wisdom and understanding and knowledge and leads us in the way that we should go. So, Father, I do rebuke every bit of confusion and distress and anxiety, the things the enemy would bring against Your people. And, Lord, I pray for perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Thee. And Lord, we're asking that You would do this regardless of what the day has brought, regardless of the challenges in our individual lives. God, that You will just help us to rest in You and to know that You were going to lead us one step at a time. I take authority over every spirit of confusion, and I thank You, Lord, as we keep our eyes stayed upon You, that You said You will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Thee. And so, Father, we thank You for that perfect peace, Lord, that we can go forth in faith, in joy, in confidence, knowing that we're not alone, but that You are with us. Thank You for that confidence. Thank You for the faith that You have given us. We ask all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. The message the Lord has placed on my heart to begin to share with you today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, and I've entitled it, One Thing is Needful. And as we look about us, the world we're living in, it seems like everything is so complex. Nothing is simple anymore. If you found that to be the case, nothing can just be straightforward. It seems like there is an increasing complexity to the lives that we live. I know recently I had an issue with some office equipment, and I'm not exaggerating. I called customer service, and I was transferred 13 times before I got to the right department. And I do believe that it is a work of the enemy to keep us so stirred up, so involved, that the way of the Lord, I believe, is in opposition to that. There's a simplicity about the things of God. And since that's the case, then obviously our adversary would do all that he could to make things as complicated, as complex, as difficult as he can. I'd like to share a passage of scripture that I've always loved, found in the book of the prophet Isaiah. And this is found in chapter 35. And I'm going to read the King James, and then I'll share a few other translations just to enhance our understanding of what the Lord is telling us in this passage. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 35, verse 8, "And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Let me share a few other translations. No evil-hearted man may walk upon it. What are we talking about? It's called the Way of Holiness. It is the pathway that every child of God begins to walk on when they're saved and leads us into the presence of the Lord, either with his return, with the rapture, or going by way of death, that we shall then stand after death. There's the judgment. We'll stand before God, not judged for our sins, as we are born again, and the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all sin and unrighteousness, but for the works that we have done. So there's a highway. There's a way that God's people are walking upon. And to complete this other translation, no evil-hearted man may walk upon it. God will walk there with you. Even the most stupid cannot miss the way. Now, that's a pretty stark translation, but it is saying that it doesn't matter about our education, about our intellectual capacity, our IQ, the things that pertain to this life, the various gifting skills we have. If we belong to the Lord, no matter how simple-minded, simple-hearted we might be, the Word is telling us that we can't miss it. We won't miss the way. And it will be for them, this is another translation, he who walks in this way, even the simple will not go astray. A child can understand the simple message of the gospel. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And another translation says, none that is defiled. This is not a pathway for those who refuse the Lord, who turn their backs on the simplicity of the message of the gospel because it's offensive. It's too simple. We love complexity today, don't we? My goodness sakes, even the most up-to-date of those who are understand the technical realm, IT guys, I tell you what, in 6 months' time, everything is changing because what does the Word say? Knowledge shall increase in the latter day. They'll run to and fro, and that's exactly what we're doing. In fact, I've noticed in even quiet roads that are not thoroughfares, there's no one that just drives the normal speed limit. They're in a rush. They're obsessed. I have a phrase here that I don't want to go out on Fridays because there's the Friday frenzies. People are obsessed. The weekend's coming, and they're rushing about trying to get everything done so they'll have a little supposedly quiet time to themselves, which many cease not to find. And so, well, I know I'm giving a lot of my opinion, but I don't know. I think perhaps many of you can relate to what I'm saying. Another translation says, none that is defiled may travel on it. This highway of holiness that we're talking about. And there you shall find a straight path lying before you. Doesn't that encourage your heart? Wayfarer is none so foolish that he can go astray. In other words, God's going to hold our hand and we're not going to get off track. And it goes on. Another translation, but it shall be for the redeemed, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Praise God. And so, why have I taken the time just to focus on one passage of scripture from Isaiah? Because it is giving us assurance from the Word of God that God is going to be with us no matter how complicated, how confusing the details of our lives. If we will just focus on Him, He will give us the peace, the understanding, the wisdom of what we need to do one day at a time. He doesn't reveal the future to us. He's, as our days are, so shall our strength be. Every day, His strength is sufficient for us. We want to know the future. You know, this is the world. Well, we need a 3-month program. We need to understand, you know, plan things out, schedule things. Well, of course, a certain amount of that is necessary in our daily lives, but we have to be careful that we don't succumb to the pressures, the anxiety, society of the world, and God wants us to remain in that place with Him of perfect peace, that we can learn of Him and not be stressed and challenged and overwhelmed by the things that are facing us in the days in which we're living. Now, let me share a New Testament scripture that I think speaks to this very issue. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to be reading from the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went, this is Jesus and his disciples, that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, her sister, was cumbered about much serving and came to him. She actually addressed the Lord in the presence of company, obviously, and said, she was getting very frustrated, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." You're anxious about many things, Martha, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Beloved, how many of us are careful and troubled about many things? When Jesus said it wouldn't be taken away, he's saying he wouldn't change her choice of action. Both Mary and Martha had a choice at that moment in time. And not only that, what she acquired would become hers. It would not be taken away from her. So there is a wealth of spiritual understanding and peace that we can glean from these few little passages of Scripture. And so I invite you tomorrow, we're just getting into the message, I invite you to tune in at this same time. We're heard on the station Monday through Friday. Should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, they are archived there for your convenience to listen to at any time. I love you, pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.